Greetings, dear ones, I am. Cryon of magnetic service. Oh, my partner says it's just him. It is not just him. It's us. There is a shift. There is a change. I was here when you walked in. I'm not alone. Blessed is the human being who chooses with free choice to give of their resources, of their time, of their energy, to discover who they are. Blessed is that human being, for they sit in the room. None of what is here is a stranger to me. You have to know this. You have to know that on the other side of the veil, right this moment in your time, there is energy being placed in the room. This is not a mystery to God. Your presence in the chair is not a mystery to God. Coming here has not been an accident. The questions you have, I already know what you're going to ask. They burn in you. I know why you're here. Dear human, if you knew the way it worked, you would see the very crystalline structures of the soul essence of this expression vibrating in the cave of creation at this moment. For you have elected, number one, to believe this is real. That is a state of allowance that brings you into confirmation, if you wish, into alignment, if you wish, into an attunement, if you wish, of all of your cellular structure and what you call your heart, that the information might sail in there, might be presented and accepted in integrity, a time of learning. Some of you will pretend to go to sleep. And you're not. You might wonder, why are these channels not long? The reason is because you really will go to sleep. Spirit knows the endurance of the human being in this state, and it's short. For in this particular state, as this room warms up, you'll be aware that there is more going on than a voice coming from a chair with a microphone. A lot more going on. There are those listening and reading. Let me say it because I have said it so many times. I know who you are as well. And you feel that this particular event for you is happening in a different time frame, not for me. For I see the potentials of the ones who pick up the books, who press the buttons, who give intent for their ears to hear what is taking place in what you would call real time. So in a three-dimensional aspect, you are the first to hear it. But if you think about it, when it's heard for the first time by others and read for the first time by others, it's their first time too. So you might say it's all happening at the same time. Epiphanies are that way. Energy is that way. You feel it's distributed in three-dimensional time. You can look at your watches and say, this is when the channel occurred, and that's not correct. It occurred when it's heard and when it's read. And that's the way energy is dispersed. It's an interdimensional, non-linear process, and that is what we wish to discuss. I told my partner to record this. Bring the machine, charge it up, he says, turn it on. He says, and the reason is for all to hear this. This is the second time the information has been presented, and now it is expanded upon. The first time was a rehearsal for my partner so he would be able to understand what was to come. This time the energy will be enhanced, the information will be complete, and you need to hear it. I want you to understand what's coming. We've chosen this particular venue in front of those who wish to work on themselves for 3 days to present a concept which is needed to be presented, it will stir controversy. They always do. For the perception that you have is one thing, and the reality may be yet another. We wish to talk about human evolution. We wish to talk about the evolving human spirit. We wish to tell you what is taking place on the planet, and then we wish to invite you to see it and participate. You will see that human evolvement usually would take place over a gradual amount of time, and it would take place through the birth and death process. But spiritual evolvement not only happens in that fashion, but also in the fashion those already here, who are ready for the next step, will start to move into those same evolvement steps. It has to be that way. For the children cannot be the only ones to receive a conceptual consciousness. And that's what's taking place. Let me take you again to the wind of birth. Human beings come in with a linear mind. And you might say, well, that's the way of it. No, it isn't. That's the way you chose it. Hard to believe. Lurking in your DNA, trillions of pieces of energy in your body, lurking there, are many layers, many energies that are quantum. They're interdimensional. Given to you clearly by the Pleiadians over 50,000 years ago. Now, for those hearing and reading, some have decided to turn off, shut the book, because it's just too strange. And yet it's the truth. What if I told you that this planet of free choice is just one in a series? Well, they happen one at a time. They're very linear. But the last one that happened, it was in the Seven Sisters. The last one that happened, they seeded you so that you would have a piece of God inside, and so that you could continue after they graduated. And they did.
Oh, Grant's talking about ETs.
Is he? Or is he talking about family? Let me tell you something I will say yet again. There will come a day. And when the Pleiadians visit you for the second time, and they get out of their ships, they're going to look just like you. Oh, they may be a little taller. They'll look just like you. And you'll know who they are. And they'll demystify everything. I'm going to tell you something else. They're not going to arrive for some time. They wouldn't have arrived at all had it not been for 1987. When you chose to continue the spiritual evolvement of the human race. It's taken all this time. It's slow, you know. Let me tell you about it. Lemurians had a quantum consciousness. It carried over even into what you have called the Atlanteans. And this information is scientifically funny. For the scientists of your world will look at this statement and they say, that's absurd. Absolutely absurd. There's not one artifact that would lead you to believe that the ancients had the ability to manufacture the glass necessary for microscopes and telescopes. They didn't even have electricity. They didn't have computers. They didn't have anything that would allow them to have what you have today. They were not an advanced race. They didn't have science. They couldn't have known. And I say to those scientists, how assumptive of you to place higher knowledge into what you have invented. Let me tell you, they did. But they had it through quantum DNA. In other words, it was intuitive. They were one with everything. Study your quantum physics and know this, that when a human being has a consciousness that is one with everything, they know all about cellular structure. They're part of it. They can see into it. They know how it works. They know how to cure it. They can see unbalance. They can see the solar system. They can see the energies of the planets as they go around the sun. They know all about science, for it is part of them. They're from the dirt of the earth. They're in a quantum state with awe. It is intuitive knowledge. They don't need a telescope. They don't need a microscope. They don't need a computer. You do, because you're linear. And you're hobbled. And you've had to create instruments to do for you what you could have done by yourself. But you didn't. The earth has been stuck in linearity for eons. We've told you this before. It's why your prophets up to now have been so accurate, because the earth is stuck in an energy that allows for prophecy. Not anymore, if you've noticed. How many of the quatrains of Nostradamus have come true lately? And the answer is none of them. It's almost like you're in a new earth, and you are. And suddenly, human involvement moves off the peg. When you were born, even the youngest one in here 20 years ago, when you were born, the paradigm was linear. In your brain, there are walls of consciousness. You are so linear, you cannot even hear two conversations at once. Oh, you're capable, but you can't know what they are. You have to keep flipping between them, because the linearity of your understanding is one way. Even the message that I give today through my partner is given in a linear fashion, one word at a time. When you can only listen one word at a time, how limiting. And suddenly this is beginning to shift. For what is starting to take place now is the beginning of non-linear thinking. And what this is going to create is a conceptual society. Let me give you some attributes that you may not have thought of. I will give you a secret, an awareness that you might even disagree with. You're aware, are you not, of how linear you are? We've told you before that when interdimensional creatures visit this planet, and they do, they see you as two-dimensional stick figures on a piece of paper that's black and white. And you and your arrogance, especially intellectuals, say to them, well, we can think anything we want to. We can think above the piece of paper. You don't even know what dimension you're in. You don't even know you're not even color. And they see that and they leave. There's nothing here for them. That's what linearity does to you, and you're not even aware of it. Those thinkers of high things, they have a ceiling they run up against. They don't even know they run up against it. They can't think past their own dimensionality. And all of that is shifting, and all of that is changing. Let me give you an example of the human brain. What do you think the human brain can really do? What do you think it's built to do? Let me give you an example of what you think is an unbalanced person. Some of you think it's a sick person. Let me talk about the autistic one. Let us talk about autism in its, what you call, most severe case. Blessed is the autistic one who has come to this earth to show you what evolvement looks like and spend a lifetime trying to figure out linearity. Blessed is the savant who the earth looks at and says is unbalanced, for they're the only ones who are able to get up off the paper and be in color. The autistic one can do what your calculators can do on your desks. And they don't need a calculator.
Give them a problem. Give them 2 digits multiplied by 3 digits and watch how fast they give you the answer.
Because they're nonlinear.
Ask them what day the 13th will be of August
in 2012. And they'll tell you. And they don't need a calendar and they don't need a calculator. And you might say, what kind of a mind can do that? And I'll tell you, a nonlinear one. Have you ever thought about that? A nonlinear mind. The barriers are dropped. What is taking place, dear ones, for all to know and see and understand that very, very slowly, so as not to create chaos, you have the linearity of the human brain starting to drop in ways so that the walls will still be balanced and make sense, but that you can go beyond them anytime you wish. I'm going to give you some attributes of human evolution in a moment. But let's return to the autistic one. You're not going to like this at all. Those listening, really ready to shut the page? You really ready to turn it off? I'll tell you. You spent a lot of time, haven't you? You want to know why there are so many autistics being born? It just is out of kilter. There's more autistic children of all kinds of autism being born today than there ever have been on this planet, and you're all scurrying around wanting to know what's wrong. Is it chemistry? Is it what we're putting in their food? Something's wrong, you say. Oh, it must be vaccinations. Yes, that's it. Vaccinations must be it. Anything to solve the puzzle of why so many are here, and not one human has looked at the puzzle and says, perhaps we're evolving. And this is the first wave of what we're going to see. Not on balance, but non-linear thinking. Watch the autistic child go through what they do. In its most severe form, they are so nonlinear that there is so much frustration in trying to linearize even the human voice as they speak to them. They will do the same thing over and over and over and over to try to linearize the nonlinear. The walls are gone in their brain. They are so conceptual. All of the DNA has been activated that is quantum. And they are like the Lemurians. And you see them as what? A problem. And it's not a problem. Blessed are those who come as the new wave to show you where it's going. Oh, it will morph. It will develop. For it will develop in a balanced way where not all humans will be what you call autistic. Indeed, they will have the autistic talents when they want them. And they'll be linear when they want that. That's what the human mind is capable of. Let me tell you something that's nonlinear in your life. We have said this so seldom. You're given 2 quantum things as a human being. 2 things that pass between the other side of veil and this side of the veil that are absolutely quantum, that are not linear. They have structure, but they're not linear. Perhaps you haven't even thought about them. I'll tell you what they are. Art and music. There is no limit to the number of notes that you can hear at the same time that your brain can listen to, can put together. There's no limit to the number of symphony orchestra players that can come together in harmony. And the more you add, the better it gets. Try that with lecturers. You ever think about that? There's no limit to the number of colors that you can comprehend and see in certain patterns that are so beautiful and have communications. Music touches your heart. Now you know why. It's interdimensional. It's quantum. It was designed to. Now, apply that same scenario to communication, and you'll see where you're going. This is human evolvement. It's beginning on this planet. It'll go slow. But that's what's going on. Let me give you a couple of the attributes of what to expect. A quantum mind, as it starts to develop, is one that is going to start understanding what we will call the timing of synchronicity. You call that patience. Patience is a result of a linear mind that didn't get what they thought they would at the time frame they thought it would arrive. Or one who taps their toe because the time frame doesn't go fast enough for them. The impatient person is totally and completely linear. The new consciousness will see a relaxation in patience because there will be an understanding about synchronized timing. Messages will be given, and you won't think that they're given for you to do right now. There will be something placed upon the messages, something that you cannot understand now, for you're not quantum. And that is when, in a quantum state, to look forward to the synchronicity. Very difficult to describe to a three-dimensional audience what that's like. Freedom. It's a freedom of thought, so that you're not always stuck in the clock, you're not always disappointed, you're not always goal-setting. You are happy just to be. And you know that the things that are coming will happen in the appropriate time, and synchronicity will bring them there. And you won't worry about them. And not have anxiousness about them and go into drama about them. Eventually there'll be no human being who'll ask the question, when is this going to happen? Because you're all part of the bigger picture, and you'll know when it's supposed to. And you'll be pleased with that and happy with that. Can you imagine such a state? There's been much said about the consciousness of the children coming into this planet, and we've saved this almost till last. As proof of what we are speaking of is this. We call this attribute becoming more in touch with the Akash. My partner gave a scenario earlier today in lecture, which the listener and the reader did not get. So I will not dwell upon it, except to say that it speaks of a knowledge of what is inside you in the DNA, of who you've been and what you've done in past expressions on the planet. Imagine a child who comes into this planet with the concept of knowingness, a concept of been there, done that. What kind of a child would that create? First of all, it would be a child who does not want to learn in a linear fashion, for they see the end result and the concept as you try to teach them the parts. And that's what's going on today, if you noticed. And so you have children who don't want to sit still while the teacher gives them the pablum of linearity, when they already see the result. And you've called it disease. And you've given it names, unbalanced. You put them in groups. And you've even drugged them. Humans do that. You're not willing to see the next wave of evolution, are you? Education on the planet right now is convinced that human nature is static, and that is to say, it'll never change. And so they're fine with developing learning systems that are over 100 years old. They keep honing them, making them better and better for the student they think will have the same consciousness as they did at their parents and their parents' parents. And it's a shock when the children come in and don't want any part of it. And you're seeing it. And that's what's going on. The children are growing up. They're becoming young adults, and they'll go into the workplace, and the employer will expect linear attitudes. And these young people will look at the whole concept of this and reject it. They don't want to walk up the ladder of experience because they've already been there. They have an overwhelming feeling of the Akash. They know they're an old soul. They just don't even know the words. It is in their brain. It is in their concept. They know as much as anyone at the top of the ladder in their minds. Seen it? Yes, you have. And you have to put them in a box, and you have to linearize their thinking. Sometimes you have to tell them it's a game to get them to cooperate, so that they'll fit into society. It's called human evolution. It's evolving before your eyes. And so many of those who are educated and ought to know better are forcing them down, making it even more frustration than they already have. It is evolution. It is clear. It is here. You're starting to see it. Wisdom, an increase in wisdom. Go inside for a moment. Old soul, anyone looking at this, anyone listening to this, and those in this room that are going to be here for another 2 days, go inside right now. I give you a dispensation of non-linearity. Everyone who's watching, everyone who's listening, everyone who's reading, and see who you are. There is wisdom that is increasing. You have an overwhelming overview of a bigger picture that goes beyond anything you were ever told. God is bigger than you were told, more beautiful than you were told. And you're part of the plan in a way that you were never told. It's awesome. It's beautiful. Can you hear the singing? Can you hear the music that is accompanying this message? I don't mean physically. I mean the cells that sing to you. There's a tune that plays on the other side of the veil. We've talked about this before. There is constant music on the other side of the veil that is awesome. Call it a choir of angels. If you wish, you know the words, you know the tune. It is the tune of home, and it tries to break through the barrier of your heart, and some of you are hearing it right now. Let it be the tune of healing. Because it's ready to heal. There's something you ought to know. As you reach for God, you're going to find an entity, if you want to call it that, a beautiful group, if you want to call it that, that is reaching back. Did you know that? You don't have to break down a wall. We're on the other side trying to break down our end if you'll only give permission and intent for it. And the result will be wisdom. And healing, and it's going to come in a quantum state. You're going to know it. You're going to know it. I'm working on some of you right now. This entourage that came in, I tell you, they're personal. They know who's here. I speak to those in this room at this moment in your time frame. You're going to leave this building. You're going to walk out of those doors, and they're going to go with you. Good luck on sleeping. You won't need to. This is more important than sleeping. Because they want to dance in your heart. They want to start working on your cellular structure. They want to awaken your Akash. Because that's why you came. You're given intent. We saw it. You stood here. We saw it. We know who meant it and who didn't. Are you ready to shift? Because you will. Let the seeds be planted this night for the healing you came for. And I don't just mean physical. I mean mental. For those in the room, no matter what age, can begin a conceptual shift. That is to say, you may start activating slowly the quantum layers of DNA that the Lemurians activated, that the Pleiadians knew all about, that gave you. This is the higher vibration of the planet. It is why the heliosphere of the sun has decreased 20%. It is all related to magnetics. I am the magnetic master. I told you this 20 years ago. It speaks to your DNA. It is all part of an interdimensional quantum scheme that you have planned, allowed for, and invited in the shift. Do not be alarmed at what happens on this earth in the next months. Listen to me. Don't go into fear in October. For the potentials that you might feel or might be manifest. I'm not going to say anymore. I'm just going to say this, that you are light workers. And you're here to put light into the earth no matter what. Are you ready for that? Will you do that? Say so.
Yes.
There are things in 3D. And then there are things out of 3D. The love of God is not in 3D. And it will permeate your every cell. That's why you're here. The ones listening, the ones reading, the ones hearing are the ones that will change this planet. Even right now, as you sit here, the crystalline grid is starting to vibrate higher. How does it make you feel to know that you really made it happen? You've come and gone and come and gone and come and gone. You're not going to miss this one. You're going to come again till it's over. Because it's all part of what you did and what you're doing. I know it sounds cryptic, but it ought to resound in your heart. You're a part of the solution. Dear human beings, dear family of mine, you're part of the solution. That's why we love you the way we do. That's not going to change either. Let us in. Let fear be a thing of the past. Let drama go away. Let the top of your countenance just lift off and hear the music. Oh. You can do that. Sit and bask in the love of Spirit. It's time. We don't go anywhere. For those in the room who know, we're going to stay here for 3 days with you. And when you come in this room tomorrow, you'll know we didn't go anywhere. We're patient, you know. And when you come back in 3D, we're still here. To us, it's a blink of an eye. We're still here. Many of us will hold your hands as you leave the room. You'll feel it. You'll know it. It's why you came. And so it is.